Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. President Donald Trump made history overnight, flying Air Force One between Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Tel Aviv, the first direct flight between the two countries. Politico's Annie Carney was along for the ride on Air Force One. Israel and Saudi Arabia have no diplomatic relations, but have been inching toward each other in recent years.
Trump's got a busy schedule today, including a welcome ceremony at the airport outside Tel Aviv. He's also slated to meet with Israeli President Rivlin before heading to the Old City of Jerusalem and the Western Wall. He is meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu around 6 p.m. or 11 a.m. in Washington, and will have dinner at his residence.
The New York Times has a piece this morning looking at how the preparation for Trump's visit has exposed political rifts in Israel. Netanyahu spent Sunday getting members of his cabinet on board to support even, quote, modest gestures meant to encourage the Palestinian economy and ease conditions in the West Bank and elsewhere. The Americans canceled a dinner between Rex Tillerson, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner with the Israeli defense minister. No word on why it was canceled.
Back stateside, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is stepping into the Obamacare firing line. Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn have the goods on how McConnell has been leading a behind-the-scenes process for how the Senate will take up health care legislation. He so far has not laid out any of his own positions. And the Washington Post's Damon Pineda has a strong-looking story at how Trump is looking to make massive cuts with his first budget proposal on Tuesday, slashing Medicaid and directing changes to anti-poverty programs, something that is sure to be controversial.
Much has been made recently about how little exposure Vice President Mike Pence has been getting, but the Indiana Republican was back on the political circuit over the weekend, giving a commencement speech at Notre Dame focused squarely on freedom of speech on college campuses and attacking political correctness.
There was a lot of media news out this morning, with the New York Times' Jim Rutenberg reporting on how smaller conservative media outlets are looking to make gains against Fox News, with several talking to Bill O'Reilly to see if he is interested in joining outfits like Newsmax and conservative cable networks like One America News Network. And Billy Bush. Remember him? The guy who was on the Trump Access Hollywood tape? He is talking to The Hollywood Reporter about the tape, leaving NBC, and his plans for a comeback.
The Washingtonian has a feature on the unlikely rise of Breitbart's Matt Boyle. In the juice, we've got the scoop that Erin Perrin is starting as press secretary to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. She was most recently at the Senate Republican Conference. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.